The Troy City Council has once again tabled a vote on a Sanctuary City resolution. The Sanctuary City resolution was introduced by Councilman David Bessemer, a Democrat. It was originally taken up December 6th, then tabled pending additional study. According to the measure, Sanctuary City status would prohibit police and other city employees from questioning people about their immigration status. Republican Council President Carmela Mantello has been dead set against the resolution.
We're a very welcoming city. We're a very inclusive city. Designating us a sanctuary city is not certainly in the best interest of our city as a whole. Our law enforcement officials and others have expressed extreme concern. Our sheriff will continue to do what he's doing now, so will our city police force. So stating that, this has really turned our city into a very divisive city with this issue.
Bessemer argued his resolution intends to reaffirm Troy's commitment to being an inclusive and welcoming city to all residents, that it would build upon the work of the community policing philosophy. But after months of work to finalize the measure for a vote Thursday night, the council's Democratic majority says it's not ready yet. Bessemer.
We met with advocates, the administration, and council members to move forward and continue the productive discussions on how best we can move forward. The reason we're not voting on it tonight is because of those productive discussions. It's what all parties agreed would be best in an effort to work towards a better outcome.
Democratic Troy Mayor Patrick Madden, facing a primary election June 25th, has been active in those productive discussions.
We're trying to find language that is agreeable and reasonable. I do have some issues with the notion of calling Troy a sanctuary city, but I think on substantive matters, what they're looking for are things that largely we're already doing. So there's a lot of misunderstanding around the term sanctuary city. It has no real defined legal meaning, so people tend to project on it what they their own prejudices, their own proclivities, their own philosophy, and I think it would help us to move away from that language and talk about what it is that we do and don't do here in Troy.
Democrat Anasha Cummings, the council pro tem, counters the resolution has always been based on sound legal analysis.
What it is that the city can and should be doing to make our community safer, both in terms of making sure that we're not actively participating in the deportation of non-criminal immigrants, and therefore making sure that everyone who's a community member here feels comfortable interacting with local services, knowing that in current policy and policy moving forward, the police department and any other city agencies will not be engaging in any action with regard to ICE or immigration.
Republican Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin told WAMC the resolution is the wrong approach, branding it an infringement on every county taxpayer.
It's the county that pays these bills. It's not the city. The city doesn't write a check for anything. I wish they would pay their bills, quite frankly. But it's the county that's paying the social services and the welfare and the probation and the child protective and everything else.
Bessemer says it's unclear exactly when the measure will be back on the table. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.